This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I am proud to welcome to the studio this afternoon a couple of young people who are making a difference in our community, Kevin Klein and Amber Cox, and they step in to share a little bit of wisdom about the project that they're working on with the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation. Kevin, Amber, welcome.
Thank you.
The regal, unbelievably beautiful WINA studio here on Rose Hill Drive. Kevin, tell me first, what is the organization that you're working with? And then, Amber, you can tell us what is this all about?
Sure.
The community we're working with is the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation. They give money out to people all over Charlottesville to help in all kinds of ways, children, adults, just about anything you could think of.
So, and they're sort of like, they collect money from donors who want to help the community, and then they figure out good ways to invest that money in the community, usually like a nonprofit group that might be set up to help a particular segment of the population here.
Right. We have about 100 donors who make our job possible here, including the Bama Works Foundation from Dave Matthews and also
money.
Kluge. So...
A Kluge, more money.
Yeah.
Wow. So now how are y'all involved with this? Because I know the foundation's been around for a while and doing pretty incredible work here.
Right.
And Holly Hatcher, a good friend of the program, is now working with the foundation, and she's going to be joining us regularly as we move forward to update us about the work that y'all are doing. But what brought y'all into this? Because I know there's a number of young people that you're working with on a very special project with the foundation.
Yes.
In 1998, the association founded the Youth Service Award, and it's a award of $10,000 given to an organization that helps youth from infants to, last year it was given to people aged 21 through 25. And it's a committee of people from every high school in the area, public and private. And we all meet and decide who to give this $10,000 award to.
Wow. So you're with the Miller School, Kevin.
Yes.
And
yes.
Amber, you are with Covenant.
Covenant. Yes.
That's right. So what is it? So there's a young person from every high school in the area who forms part of a committee that decides how $10,000 is spent?
Exactly. We are actually 2 of 8 in our committee. And we are so fortunate to be on this committee. We're encouraging all nonprofit organizations. Schools are not included. But these nonprofit organizations can send in applications to our website and apply for this $10,000 grant, which we will be giving out in April. So this is really exciting for them.
So organizations, nonprofit organizations from our community apply for this $10,000 grant, and a bunch of high school kids decide who gets it.
That's right.
This is pretty unique. I mean, this is really unique. And the money, what's interesting is the money will go to a youth-oriented organization. The money will be spent on youth, as you say, Kevin, you know, from a child to, you know, young 20s. And you look at a number of organizations that are applying for this money and decide where that money's going to go. What are some examples of where this money has gone in the past?
We actually give out about $3 million each year with the foundation in total. But in the past, we've given money to the Music Resource Center, Computers for Kids, and like Kevin mentioned earlier, the DuPaul Family Services Center, which is a foster care center that we gave money to last year.
Kevin, explain the process to us. How often do y'all meet? I guess applications are the window is open now for applications, and you're asking folks in the community to apply for this, and we'll give out the website in just a minute. But what's the process involved with how often do you meet? And I'm guessing that once the applications come in, y'all just get together and start reading them.
We started in October, and that was just kind of some organizational things. And we're accepting applications for the grant through December 8th of this year, and it will be, we kind of meet monthly, decide, after we get all the applications in, we'll decide, we will narrow the list down and narrow it down, and eventually we'll probably argue about who's going to get it.
Yeah. And Amber, I imagine you could receive dozens of applications for this $10,000.
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, and it, you know, it's really hard to choose one that will end up receiving the $10,000 grant because they are all so worthy of it. So it is a really big job, and we're just so honored to be here.
Yeah, that's really exciting for many, many reasons. I guess the number one of which is that the Community Foundation continues to help folks in our area, especially the youth, but also they're involving the youth in the decisions that are made that will do this good work. So
that's really
cool. Yeah. How do folks get more information about this, and how do they apply for the grant?
You can find all the information on our website, and that is cacfonline.org.
CACFonline.org. And what's the name of this grant again?
This is the Youth Service Award, and it's given by the Charlottesville Albemarle Community Foundation.
Okay. And you folks will continue meeting, eight high school students will continue meeting through the winter to decide who's going to win this. And yes, we will have you back in the spring to make the big announcement here about who gets this big check.
That's right. Very exciting. Thank you so much for having
me. It is very exciting.
Thank
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.